A high-stakes debate in Pennsylvania. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman faced off last night in one of the most anticipated debates of the midterms. Fetterman telling voters,
"That's what we need to fight about inflation, you know, right now, because it's a tax on working families, you know. And Dr. Oz can't possibly understand what that is like. You know, he has 10 gigantic mansions."
Oz firing back.
"He raised taxes as mayor. He tried to raise taxes as a lieutenant governor, 46%. That's a big tax rate. He supported Joe Biden's recent tax rate increase."
News Nation carrying the debate for the open U.S. Senate seat that may determine which party controls the Senate next year. Two U.S. Senate candidates also debated last night in Colorado, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Republican challenger Joe O'Day. The two agree a big problem is the economy, but of course disagree on who's best for the job. Bennett tells voters,
"We've got to build an economy that when it grows for everybody. People can afford a middle-class life, and the families who have kids living in poverty in this country who are working very, very hard in our state."
O'Day responding,
"If it's good for Colorado, count me in." And that's the problem with Senator Bennett. He doesn't step out. He's Joe Biden's yes man.
The debate broadcast on KRCC. Colorado has trended to the left for decades, but a Real Clear Politics tracking poll shows O'Day trailing by less than 8 points. Two governors' race debates also held last night in New York and Michigan. A popular convenience store chain closes two Philadelphia stores for good amid a rise in crime. Four other Wawa locations are cutting back hours to close between midnight and 5 a.m. And Dow futures down 33 points. Points this morning at this hour after yesterday's 337-point gain. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Jury deliberations begin in Wisconsin in the trial of a man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more in last year's Christmas parade attack.
He never stopped. Never.
Prosecutor Sue Opper called last year's Christmas parade attack in Waukesha
an intentional act by Daryl Brooks and an act of utter disregard for human life.
Describing to jurors the sounds of horror as Daryl Brooks' red SUV plowed through men, women, and children, their bodies flying out of their shoes into the air. As Brooks, following numerous outbursts in his closing arguments, blamed his vehicle, saying it wasn't intentional.
"Don't let the smoke and mirrors take away your power. Don't let the theatrics take away your power."
And telling jurors,
"Be at peace with what you decide."
On 76 felony counts and up to life in prison. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The family of St. Louis High School teacher Jean Kuchka, killed by a teenage gunman Monday, tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch she died after heroically protecting her students. Police say the 19-year-old gunman Orlando Harris was armed with an AR-15-style rifle and 600 rounds of ammunition. He also killed a teenage girl and wounded several other people. The Star Wars animated series Tales of the Jedi begins streaming on Disney Plus.
Each episode tells a short story featuring Jedis from the Star Wars prequel trilogy era.
"I've been warning them about the coming darkness. Let's hope all that training pays off.
The show will feature Bryce Dallas Howard as the voice of Yaddle, a female version of the species that the iconic Yoda character comes from. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Adidas cuts ties with the artist formerly known as Kanye West over his anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.